welcome to another episode of the Brick House Podcast. I'm Bob Johnson.
And I'm Matt Baker. Bob, what do you think about that Super Bowl last night?
Well, that was really exciting. I had a great day for betting, starting with Paul Pierce getting a wide-open three against the Celtics to cover the spread in the Clippers-Celtics game. And, yeah, at halftime during that Lady Gaga show, I got completely drunk thinking my Patriots bets was the stupidest thing I've done. I bet my college roommate on the Super Bowl every year. It's like a tradition we've had for the past 10 years.
Right.
I'm like 2-8.
Oh, wow.
You know, at halftime, I texted him saying, like, you should just quit your job and just make all of your money for the year just picking against me in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, does 2-8 does 2-8 count for last night or no?
Oh, no, I'm now 3-8.
Oh, nice. Congratulations.
Yeah. This week's episode is brought to you by Steiner Sports, Matt.
Oh, wow.
Steiner Sports is the leading producer of authentic sports memorabilia and hand-signed collectibles. You were just saying that Tom Brady's jersey went missing. Maybe we'll find it on Steiner Sports.
Oh, that would be too perfect. Yeah.
I'd love if someone purchased that with our promo code. We'd get like 40 grand.
Yeah.
So last week was beef week, and LeBron James and Charles Barkley, I guess, didn't get the memo. They sent in some late submissions for beef week. I imagine you've heard about this by now, Matt.
Yeah, well, we try and keep beef week in one contained week, but, you know, sometimes people don't get the memo and they want to take it a little further.
LeBron follows his own schedule anyways. Yeah, so Charles Barkley complained about LeBron whining about wanting a playmaker. The Cavs had lost some games. In fact, I think they lost 8 games in January, which is the first time LeBron had a losing record in any month since 2006.
Right.
But LeBron shoved back. He said he's never thrown anybody through a plate glass window.
Mm-hmm.
He's never said, I'm not a role model. He's never had outstanding debts in Las Vegas casinos. I thought the thing that was probably the most harsh for Charles to hear was LeBron said, Charles has to keep talking on that TNT show and continue to do that show because he cannot afford to retire.
Ooh, ouch.
At which point LeBron said, whereas for me, the Cavs are just one of many checks that I will be cashing this week. Charles said, you know, he didn't like it. He was criticizing basketball player, and LeBron made it personal.
I think that's kind of fair. Barkley has the pulpit there, so he can't be upset if someone hits back, you know?
Yeah, that's what I thought about it. If you're going to dish it out, you got to be able to take it.
Sure. I wonder if Barkley can afford to retire. I'm sure he can, but I'm sure he's not super loaded anymore. Maybe he is. I don't know.
He must have lost a lot of money in some Vegas casinos if he can't afford to retire.
Oh, I would bet that he lost a lot of money.
It was really ripe opportunity for comedy to make fun of the Cleveland Cavaliers having an unprecedented mid-season tryout.
Yeah.
Because LeBron James sent a couple of tweets. They're like, well, we got to get some guys together in here, at least make it look like we're trying.
Get us Lance Stevenson.
Right. So the four people that they tried out were Mario Chalmers, Kirk Heinrich, Jordan Farmar, and Lance Stevenson.
Yeah.
And this was last Wednesday. I heard that Jordan Farmar looked the best of those four guys.
Okay. I was going to say, I'm surprised Kirk Heinrich hasn't been on that team yet. He just seems like the type of guy that would sign for the minimum and play on that team.
Yeah, everybody was having fun with that. I saw it all over Twitter that it was like a reality dating series called The Playmaker, you know, and the prize is getting a chance to get a championship at the end of the Cavs bench.
Yeah.
Oh, another late submission from last week's Beef Week, Matt. Derek Fisher gave an interview to Bleacher Report.
Oh, wow. I didn't see this.
A lot of different things came up, most notably his failure coaching the New York Knicks and his fight that arguably was the reason he departed from the Knicks was stemming from the fight with Matt Barnes.
Right.
Over Matt Barnes' ex-wife. Fisher had to say about that, who's still with Gloria Govan, by the way. This is a Fisher quote from that Bleacher Report article. If the worst thing someone has to say about me is that I'm now going out with a woman who used to be married to this guy I worked with for a year, 6 years ago, Fisher paused for a helpless chuckle, then added, "Cool." Fisher's going to take it. Matt Barnes saw this quote on Instagram.
Yeah.
From the Bleacher Report article. He had something to say about
it. I could imagine so.
Matt Barnes, quote, this was a comment that he put on Instagram about that Fisher quote. "You sound real tough on here. Didn't sound like that when you was running around my house screaming and pleading."
Oh, wow. Okay.
The truth comes out.
Yeah. When was this, during the fight?
I would imagine. That's when he was running around
screaming and pleading.
One of the other things that Fisher did in this interview was talk about how he did such a better job coaching the Knicks than Hornacek is doing now.
Okay.
And he had a worse team than Hornacek, too. That Hornacek's team is built to win now, whereas his team was, you know, he was just trying to, he made some analogy about how people teach algebra different when he was trying to explain how, you know, he's trying to convey to his players that he was the coach, but he was coaching Phil Jackson stuff. And it was kind of over my head.
He's trying to teach algebra different than Jeff Hornacek is?
Than Phil Jackson did.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But he did call out Hornacek and say, "Hornacek's doing a bad job," to which Hornacek replied in the media, "You know, Fisher kind of breaking the coaching code talking about another coach's performance," which didn't surprise me. Because if there's one thing we know about Derek Fisher after last year, he doesn't care about codes.
Yeah, you can take your code and shove that code right up your... I don't know if this is true, but I feel like Jeff Hornacek is secretly one of those guys that you wouldn't want to mess with. Like, I feel like he's pretty calm on the outside, but then he'll grind you. Yeah. He's a grinder, Bob.
He's John Stockton's teammate for 10 years. Yeah. I'm sure he knows some dirty moves.
Yeah. You don't mess with the code.
Speaking of New York Knicks players, I saw that Ron Baker said this week, quote, "The first couple of times I pulled up to the MSG parking lot and told the security guard I was a player, the guy did a double take and seemed skeptical. But now, when they see my Hyundai Sonata roll in, they know who it is and that business is coming." He's getting pretty confident taking Derrick Rose's minutes.
Yeah, you have to be pretty confident to drive a Hyundai Sonata.
I don't know if you saw, but this week Nikola Jokic recorded his first ever career NBA triple-double.
Right, he had come close a few times.
So after the game, Mike Malone presented Jokic with the game ball. And one cool thing was he had all of his teammates sign the game ball, which some reporters were saying that it was probably the coolest thing about the triple-double. I would argue that the coolest thing about this game ball was that Mike Malone presented it to Jokic in the locker room after the game, where 7 foot whatever Jokic was stark naked.
Oh, yeah.
Coach presents him the ball, and he hugs the coach.
That happened?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
He told the media about it afterwards.
Yeah.
And he said, "Yeah, the coach gave me the ball, and I hugged him." And they're like, "Yeah, you hugged." And I was naked, and I hugged him, you know.
I hope he was, like, chuckling to himself, too.
All the reporters were chuckling. He kept a pretty straight face about it. He's like, "What are you laughing at? That's what happened, you know." Let's take a minute here, Matt, tell our listeners about this Steiner Sports offer. It's a good one. Steiner Sports is the leading producer of authentic sports memorabilia and hand-signed collectibles. When our listeners use the promo code ALMIGHTY2017 at checkout, they receive a 20% discount on their purchases. How about an autographed Chris Paul jersey, Matt?
Oh, wow, yeah. What about Cliff Paul?
They're both Steiner Sports men, just like you and I.
Yes.
Go to Steiner Sports. Use offer code ALMIGHTY2017. Guaranteed to get a good deal on them. 20% off good deal on all of your Chris Paul authentic signed merchandise. SteinerSports.com, offer code ALMIGHTY2017. So the Mavericks and Miami Heat are winning games, Matt.
I was shocked. I didn't realize that the Heat had won 10 in a row.
Do you know what the secret was to the Dallas Mavericks turning it around? So just this past week, in a second quarter timeout, Wes Matthews told the media that Rick Carlisle, the coach of the Mavs, literally drew a reset button on his dry erase board.
Wow, like an easy button for Staples?
A reset button. After he drew it, Seth Curry pushed said button.
Yeah.
And it sparked a Mavs run and an eventual win for that game.
Wow. I like that.
He gets paid like $6 million a year to coach the Dallas Mavericks, drawing reset buttons
on
this. Yeah,
it's like, oh man, I've run out of everything. I have no idea what to do.
That's thinking outside the box. I got to hand it to Rick Carlisle.
Yeah.
Yeah, Miami Heat is only the third team this season to have a 10-game winning streak, which is what they're currently on. Writer Tim Reynolds asked Dion Waiters about his confidence level, and Waiters' answer was over 4 minutes long.
What? What?
Yeah, I'll give you just part of it. But yeah, Tim Reynolds.
I want you to give all 4 minutes of it.
After a win, asked Dion Waiters how confident he's feeling. This is what Dion had to say. It can be Dion. It just shows. It just shows, man. Opportunity. That's what it's about. Like I said, that's the reason why I came here. I don't have to think. I can take whatever shot that I feel is best for us and the team without hesitating, deferring to somebody else. When you're able to play our game and have fun and enjoy it, you don't have to be out there thinking. It's basketball at the end of the day. I've been doing it my whole life. Now everyone else is seeing it. I was on great teams, don't get me wrong, where your role had to change. On good teams, some nights you might explode for 20, 25, and the next night you might have 10, 12. That's the nature of the game. Within that time with them other teams, I had the opportunity to be around some of the greats. It goes on and on and on. But wow. Dion has just got an opportunity. I think I can see why he wanted to go to the Philadelphia 76ers. The worse the team, more shots for Dion, happier Dion.
Oh
is.
Yeah. No, he would that's the role he was built to play.
Yeah, the Dallas Mavericks and the Heat, who were the second worst teams for each conference on January 14th, are now 2.5 and 3 games out of the eighth seed.
Wow.
One of the reasons, another reasons for the Mavs, besides their impromptu reset button, is the undrafted Yogi Ferrell. He maybe just had the best 10-day contract of all time.
Yeah.
They went 4-0. The last game before he ended up getting a 2-year deal, he had a career high 32 points, I believe, averaging 17.8 points and 5 assists in his 4 starts. He actually got cut by the Brooklyn Nets earlier this season, if you can believe that.
Yeah, he did. He was one of the guys they added late, right?
Yeah.
Or they drafted him, traded for him?
He was undrafted, but made the team in Summer League. And Kenny Atkinson was asked about him. He said he's just happy for him. We enjoyed working with him. He did a good job in Summer League and in the D League. He's happy for the kid. And the kid's just trying to break through.
He just wants him to be happy, Bob.
I think it was he really wishes he had him on the team, especially with Jeremy Lin injured. But it made us come up with a new fun game for Matt to challenge me and our listeners' knowledge of the longest tenured players on NBA teams. Now,
right.
Yogi Ferrell is the newest member of the Mavs.
Mm-hmm.
Dirk Nowitzki, I know, is the oldest member of the Mavs. And in fact, now that Kobe and Duncan have retired, I think he's the longest tenured player with any team. Any current player with any current team.
Do you want to guess it straight up, or do you want like a 3 choices?
Now let's see if I can do it without the choices.
Oh, wow. Okay, this is intense.
And now here's the host of the Brick House Game Show, Matt Baker.
Bob, the first team is the Boston Celtics.
Boston Celtics. Who has been on the Boston? Oh, I think I know. I think it's Avery Bradley.
Oh, wow. Yes, Avery Bradley.
He was drafted in 2010.
Yeah.
I was looking at this. There's a lot of 2010 draft picks who are like the oldest member on their team.
Right. How about the Philadelphia 76ers?
Oh, man.
This one's tricky because they have a lot of...
They have a high turnover rate, but they also have drafted players that didn't play for first year or two of their contracts. So I think it's got to be Nerlens.
Nerlens is correct.
What is that? Was he 2013?
2013.
But didn't play until the 2014-15 season?
Yeah. How,
nice.
How about, okay, the Lakers.
I think that's Uncle Swaggy P.
Swaggy P, you did it.
Nice.
You're really crushing this game, Bob.
Yep.
All right, the Atlanta Hawks. This is a tricky one.
Oh, that is tough. Huh. Atlanta Hawks. Who's been with them the longest? I don't think it's Millsap, even though he's been there a while. Oh, what's that dude's name with the emoji tattoos? Mike Scott.
Yeah.
Mike Scott.
Wow. 4 for 4.
He did go to jail for a while there, so no other team could sign him. I mean, that's the beauty of the guaranteed deal.
Yeah. Yeah. He was on the roster behind bars.
Yeah.
Oh, I'll get two more here for you.
Okay.
The Orlando Magic.
Is that Vucevic?
Yeah.
Wow, I just guessed that one.
Yeah. And then last, the San Antonio Spurs.
Well, I know Ginobili was drafted in 99 or 2000, but he didn't come over for a couple of years. And I think Tony Parker actually played first. So if you want who was drafted first,
yeah,
it was Ginobili, but who played first, TP.
I'll accept that. Tony Parker.
Wow.
Man, you crushed it.
Yeah.
You're a legend.
I wish this was part of our quiz show a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
That would have helped my score. More beef, Matt. It came out this week that when Jimmy Butler was a free agent or a restricted free agent in 2014, the Bulls tried to get him to sign a 4-year, $44 million deal.
If it's good enough for Curry, it's good enough for you.
They tried to get him to sign it. He said, nah, I'm good. Went and played out that last year and ended up getting a 5-year, $95 million deal, which is still one of the best bargain contracts in the league now.
Sure.
But the crazy part was the story came out from, I think it was Ryan Riccio that first reported it, that the Bulls threatened to give all of Jimmy Butler's minutes to Tony Snell if he didn't sign the contract, driving down his value and, you know, making it hard for him to get a good deal somewhere else.
Yeah.
To which they asked Jimmy Butler about it, and he said, I don't remember that.
Nice.
Which in NBA or professional terms means that's exactly what happened.
Yeah, it means I totally remember that.
Another part of the Ruscio story was that Butler has warned some of the newer Bulls members that if they're going to say anything critical about the Bulls or especially the management, not to say it around assistant coach Randy Brown.
Oh, no.
Because
that's a Bulls lifer right there.
Yeah. And, teammate of John Paxson's. But apparently he is giving information from the players in the locker room all the way up to management. And Randy Brown has been defending himself in the media, saying he's never been a snitch and that doesn't sit with him and he's not sleeping well.
You know what they say about snitches? Get stitches.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyways, feel bad for Butler. The Bulls are a travesty. In fact, my Uber driver to the Super Bowl yesterday was from Chicago, and he was driving because the Bears weren't in the Super Bowl, and he didn't want to talk about the Bulls.
Okay, fair enough. Napa
know-how. The Napa guy knows not to judge a man by his car's multicolor paint job or absence of modern gadgetry. Who cares if it's technically old enough to vote and the windows are powered by the strength of your left arm? Your monthly payment is zero, and it'll stay that way. Because with over 500,000 parts and a little Napa know-how, you can keep anything on the road. She may not be pretty, but she's all yours. That's Napa know-how. Napa know-how.
Oh, I saw a funny quote. You know, one player that's always in trade rumors, no matter what, Kevin Love. Channing Frye, his Cavaliers teammate, addressed him this week. I thought it was pretty funny. He said, as a teammate, I don't feel sorry for him. Who cares about rumors? We love him. We know what he does for this team. He's a Banana Republic model. Dude, he's fine. He's absolutely fine.
Wait, what?
Channing Frye does not feel sorry for Love's name being thrown around in trade rumors.
I love it.
Oh, Matt, I saw these Sun stats, and I thought it would make a good segment. Shazam!
Oh no,
Sun stats.
Yeah, right.
Devin Booker is now the youngest player with 20 plus points in 16 straight games before the age of 21.
Wow.
The previous guy, LeBron James.
Oh, I've heard of him.
He had 15 games in a row with 20 plus points.
Okay.
This past week, Devin Booker had 27 points in the second quarter.
Yeah.
Against the Milwaukee Bucks. 9 of 11 field goals, 5 of 5 3-point shooting. Oh, I saw this one stat that I was really surprised by. Okay. Matt, there are 6 players in the NBA this year with 400 plus rebounds and 200 plus assists. One of them plays for the Portland Trail Blazers. The other are these players: Giannis Antetokounmpo, DeMarcus Cousins, Kevin Durant, James Harden, Russell Westbrook. 400 plus rebounds, 200 plus assists.
Wow.
So who is in the company with Greek Freak, Cousins, Durant, Harden, and Westbrook?
Greek Freak, Durant, Harden, Cousins, and Westbrook?
Yeah.
For 400 rebounds and 200 assists?
Yeah. It was a Portland Trailblazer.
Wow. Wow. Evan Turner?
It is Mason Plumlee.
Wow.
Mason Plumlee sharing a stat with Westbrook, Harden, Durant, Cousins, and Greek Freak. I couldn't believe it.
That's crazy.
I named that segment, "The Portland Stats Revolution Will Not Be Televised."
Yo mama is so fat!
We got a couple of weird ones here. Here's a self-diss of the week.
Oh, no.
From Fred Hoiberg. Fred Hoiberg was commenting on Mike D'Antoni's system after a recent overtime loss the Bulls had to the Rockets. He said, 6 times they've shot over 50 threes. That's unbelievable. It takes us a month to shoot 50 threes. They get it in a single game. Then there was a couple of people who were collateral damage in some disses that weren't even about them.
Got to watch out. If you're standing close to a diss, Bob, you never know where that thing will end up.
Get a little spray on you.
Yeah.
Yeah, this one's also from Nuggets coach Mike Malone. He was talking about Davis Bertans, the player for the San Antonio Spurs. Malone said, you look at him and think he's Matt Bonner, but he's not Matt Bonner. They have a hell of a young player.
Oh, man.
I think Matt Bonner actually does the commentary for Spurs games now, too. So
watch out for those disses.
It's right there in the building.
Yeah.
Oh, and, you know, Paul Pierce just on Super Bowl Sunday played his last game in Boston. Doc Rivers was asked if he's ever seen a player get emotional during a game like Paul Pierce did. Doc Rivers said, yeah, I've seen Big Baby cry before.
I love it.
On the next episode of Brick House.
Hopefully we're talking about some trades that involve more than Roy Hibbert and the bearded Plumlee brother. Give us something real to chew on.
Yeah.
Maybe next week we'll come up with some of those fake trades that we've done in the past.
Oh, yeah.
Like maybe suggesting the city of Atlanta trades the Atlanta Hawks so they can get the last 9 minutes of the Super Bowl back.
Yikes. Bob, too soon. Too soon.
If you want to get in touch with us, you can tweet us at BrickHousePod or email us through our website, BrickHousePodcast.com. Be sure and check out Matt's new show, Shazam.
Oh, hey, thanks.
Sun Show. It's on the A-Team Network of the Almighty Baller Podcast Network. If you're feeling especially generous, you can leave us a rating and review on iTunes. Football is over, Matt. The fun bus of NBA fans is about to get a lot more crowded.
Wow.
Can't wait to talk to you next week on the next episode of Brick House. Thank you.